Nerd Soul.
Woo! Ha ha! Lay ill kid at one yo so hold your damn breath. Oh boy, look, like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell, let's go, because we got Star Wars up in here. Star Wars.
Star Wars. And we got Star Wars the Bad Batch.
That's right, the Bad Batch is up in here, and I'm not by myself. Nerd Soul Light, say hey.
What's up, man?
So, we got this brand new episode, episode 4, we're in season 3. We got to see the reconnection of the team. The team finally got all back together.
Yeah.
Well, for the most part, back together.
Woohoo!
So, what's your favorite part of this episode?
When, like, get together after they've been on that stinky planet.
That stinky planet?
Yeah, it was funky.
It was funky funky?
Well, it wasn't funky, it was just messed up.
Yeah, it was. It was bad. It seemed like everybody was trying to take a bribe. Like, everybody. Like, they went to the lady that was at the airport or the spaceport. Mm-hmm. She wanted to take a bribe. Then the Imperial officer that was on the planet, he was taking bribes from the people at the bar. He was like extorting the bar, talking about he was like, business is good for you. That means business is good for me. Then when they got out of there, the little kid was taking a bribe to tell them when the Imperials took the dog. So, I mean, everybody, yeah, it was a stinky planet, man. Nothing but dirty people.
Nothing but dirty people. Just cruel.
Yeah, it was bad, but
go ahead. But they finally got together.
Yes, they did finally get together, and in that
that man that was part of her team.
Oh, Omega and Crosshair. So Omega.
So is Crosshair a stormtrooper or the guy with the helmet and the goggles?
Well, he's the Crosshair is a clone. So he's a clone, just like the other, like Wrecker, the big guy that gave her a hug, and they are part of a team that was called Clone Force 99, which were sort of called or deemed the Bad Batch, and they would send them in to do top secret missions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Stuff that was really hard to get done for other clones.
Yeah.
So that's why he kind of looks different than the other clones. But they were a team, and they kind of like...
Because the clones were like all white.
Yeah, they were all... And then...
Like stormtroopers.
Yeah,
they were mostly white and black.
Yeah, well, the stormtroopers you see now are mostly in white. And then... The clone troopers, some of them had kind of like gray and blue, some of them had white and red, it kind of depended, but now, yes, most clone troopers are all white, white and black, that's all they wear.
Yeah, that's all they wear. Are they like people in them, or just...
Yeah, now stormtroopers are just regular people that have been recruited by the Empire. So those are folks that kind of like signed up for, I guess, sort of the military of the Empire. But the clones that we're dealing with were created by, I guess, the New Republic at that time.
The New Republic.
To be able to fight the war that they were in for the Clone Wars.
The Empire took the Republic from the Force.
Well, the Empire replaced the Republic because the bad guy known as Palpatine, he kind of replaced it by doing a lot of backhanded dealings and underhanded dealings and, you know,
getting people out of the way. Because bad guys make deals. They make like deals like, do you want to surrender or are you going to give me your money?
Yeah, this big. So, yeah.
Are you going to get me your money? Are you gonna keep fighting?
Yeah, that's pretty much what they did in this episode. So yeah, you're right. Back to this episode. One thing that I like is we got a call back to Omega and how good she is playing cards, like the sort of like galactic poker, I guess. So we got a call back to that, and she was really good. She was winning money from the other guy, the first guy, and she was winning money from the Imperial officer.
Yeah, man.
Like she was out there hustling.
She's really good with cards.
Yes, and I would say that she said that she wanted to do this mission or get off of this planet without hurting someone, but I would make an argument that hustling someone is still harming them. And
what?
Hustling someone is still harming them, hustling, like taking their money. like tricking them out of their money is still harming them. And also, tricking someone out of their money could get them physically harmed by someone else. So, I mean, I guess you could say maybe it's harm on the back end instead of the front end. But I like that Crosshair was willing to sort of, follow Omega's plans. Even though he did let her know, like, look, my skills are being wasted. And they did get that to that moment where the Imperials...
she gave her, like, a booze, like, two booze.
Yeah.
She and, get out.
Yeah, and...
but she didn't really get out yet. She almost did.
Yeah, and...
she almost...
and
just
the
like a few more steps to go. And
yeah.
Get the body right.
Get your body right. Okay. So the Imperial that really, really affected them at the end is what kind of switched Omega over. She was like, okay, do it your way. And that's when Crosshair came in. He was like, pow, 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 pow. He was taking
it like, pow, 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 bam. I remember on season one, or is it season three or season one?
Well, right now it's season three.
So on season three,
And I think that was episode three that he did that in. Also, all the animals, when they got to the cargo hold, it seemed like this is some place where they're, I guess...
like, jailing, like, normal animals.
Yeah, it seemed like maybe a place where they were...
maybe their kind of
collecting them for some
like
kind of
dad.
Zoo or something.
Maybe their moms and their dads miss them so much. But when they got out for that battle with the humans,
that's right.
Humans, and they were like, when the captain tried to get his blaster, they were running and they kicked it all around.
That's right. He couldn't get to that blaster at all. And when they showed the little console that unlocked the little cages, I was like, oh boy, they're gonna unleash them all. They're gonna unleash the fury of the animal might.
And they're like, yo, pew, 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 yo.
Yeah, they. Yeah, that was cool to see them get stampeded because they needed some kind of confusion to happen to be able to save themselves, because it was them. It was just two of them versus. Maybe about 10 troopers and the Imperial officer. It was about 10 of them out there. So
it might be like...
as well as the other little employees that were there that weren't stormtroopers.
Yeah.
So they had a lot on their hands. So creating that confusion gave them the leg up to be able to get out of there, to be able to jump in the cargo ship and steal it and get going. And she was like, look, I can't... I'm going to fly this out. And he was like, I hope your takeoffs are better than your landings. But in her defense, you know what I'm saying? It was a crash landing, man. The ship was falling apart by the time they landed the ship. So, I mean.
Then they got the Empire ship and they were going to destroy that.
Yeah. They were going to destroy that.
And keep their own ship.
Mm-hmm. Keep their own ship. So now they're at a remote location. They sent out the coded message and... we got our team back together.
We got our team.
It was good, like, to see the hugs and the tears.
They were apart for a little bit.
Yeah, they've been apart for, I believe they said 5 months. So it's been a long time.
It was like 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, if it was 10 months, it would be really long. But 5 isn't not that long.
5 months is a long time to be missing. If I didn't see you for 5 months, I'd be crying too. I'd be sad. So that's
but
why they was hugging.
In 6 months, I'll be back.
So that's why they was hugging, and I do like that they hung on the cliffhanger of them standing on their side and Crosshair standing on his side with the ship that he came from. I believe that they're going to reconcile, but I do understand their apprehension. But I like that at least what the looks on their faces was, you know, let's give it a shot. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know if you're going to be crazy, but let's give it a shot. And I think that's awesome. I think that, plus the energy of Omega saying, like, yo, we need to be brothers and sisters. We need to get together. And also her energy of, like, we need to save everybody. And Crosshair being like, look, we can't save everybody. But I hope that is enough to get her...
but they can save, like, some people. Yeah. Not everybody.
Yeah, not everybody.
Because the whole family team got together as a family.
Yep.
But they're not, they're a family, but they're not really, because they're just a team.
Well, I mean, a family can be a team as well. So this is like their sort of created, cloned, also chosen family because of how they were made. They weren't really born in that way. So, you know, it's awesome. I like this episode. This was a cool episode.
Yeah, because I wish we were a spy family.
Is that
okay?
Oh, that spy family, that's a whole nother level. Anyway, tell everybody peace.
Peace.
We out of here. So,
one thing.
Kadish. Oh, boy. N-E-R-D. S-O-U-L. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. And until the next time that you have to play a high-stakes poker game so that you can get off the planet, this is from us to you just saying
peace.